President of Somalia, Abdullahi Yusuf, has told the BBC he'll clear the country of what he calls Al-Qaeda terrorists. He was speaking shortly before the United States launched a missile attack in Somalia against what it said was a terrorist base there. Hundreds of thousands of people have fled the capital, Mogadishu, in the past year because of fighting between the government and its Islamic and ethnic clan opponents. Our World Affairs correspondent Mark Doyle begins his report on the outskirts of Mogadishu.
We're just a couple of hours' drive north of Mogadishu now, heading in towards the city. We won't be able to go very much further because it starts getting a bit too dangerous. And just to describe how we're travelling, it's in a convoy of United Nations armoured vehicles through a quite barren landscape. It's extremely dusty, and the thought that people would have to leave a city and come and settle in this kind of semi-desert or desert with just a few thorn trees. People are living in little shelters, I suppose you'd call them, made out of bent over sticks and then scraps of cardboard and bits of plastic bag and cloth stretched over them to try and keep the dust and the heat out. We're now stopping and all of the armed guards are forming a sort of cordon around our car.
Numerous accounts from inside Mogadishu speak of heavy battles between government forces and Islamist insurgents. But this conflict is not simple. The Islamists actually controlled the capital for a while and proved quite popular because of the discipline they brought. And there's also fighting for power between Somali ethnic clans. On the road to Mogadishu, I met an official for the charity Islamic Relief UK, Musa Saeed, who had been inside the city.
Is the fighting very heavy? Are they using heavy weapons?
Of course.
Mortars?
Yeah, mortars, shells, grenades, explosives, hit and run type of guerrilla war.
Did more people arrive in the last day or so?
Yeah. Because always of the night people join here.
They come at night?
Yeah, because they flee for their lives.
So this is the place where you're going to put the sticks. How do you build it?
Sticks to build one of the rough shelters. The striking thing about the homeless people here is that many of them are urban, city dwellers. They don't belong in this arid place. I met a housewife and mother, Binta Mahmoud. She spoke on the site of her sandy hovel, with a child on her hip. Binta Mahmoud had left her home, she said, because of indiscriminate shooting. She feared for her children's lives and just had to get out. A session of the Somali parliament in the heavily defended town of Baidoa outside Mogadishu. This parliament doesn't have a writ over much of the country. Armed opposition clans control many regions. But this was a place to seek some political explanations for the plight of the homeless. The president of Somalia, or more accurately, heart of Somalia, is Abdullahi Yusuf. He blames what he calls terrorists for the chaos. Terrorists, he describes them, with Al-Qaeda links.
I know terrorists, names, faces. They were trained in Afghanistan by the Taliban organization and Osama bin Laden, and they belong to them.
You're not exaggerating the elements of Al-Qaeda in order to get support from America?
This is not true. There are terrorists in Somalia.
Another man also addressed the parliament that day, a diplomat from the United Nations. Amadou Ould Abdallah, the UN's political envoy to Somalia, has a mountain to climb. His job is to reconcile the numerous factions. But this UN envoy takes a highly unusual line for a United Nations man on the question of humanitarian aid.
Humanitarian assistance is indeed useful, but it should not be an alibi for not acting. What is going on in Somalia, I would call it appeasement. The international community is appeasing the bad guy in Somalia.
The allegation is serious, The West is appeasing the bad guys, those responsible for one of the worst humanitarian crises in the world, by providing minimum aid, just enough to keep the political pot from exploding further. But knowing Somalia, it may explode anyway.